Commentator Frank DeFord has been thinking about another sport that has a special hold on Americans.
Unlike baseball and basketball and ice hockey, football is strictly the all-American game. Oh, there are a few Samoans in the NFL, the odd Canadian. But unlike most popular American cultural components, football has never succeeded as an export. Either it's just our thing, like bullfighting is to Spain, or other people are too smart to risk playing it. Luckily for the NFL, there's no dearth of homegrown candidates. As students head back to high school, something like 1,200,000 of them will suit up in helmets and shoulder pads. But an old NFL star who suffered a few concussions asked me, "How many mothers would let their boys play football if we knew what concussions could mean when these boys get older?" The fact is, we don't know for sure how dangerous our American game is to the brains of the people who play it. We do know that high school players will experience more than 40,000 concussions this season, and that boys experience greater acceleration to the head than do older players. We know that in a full season of games and practice, players endure more than 3,000 hits, and frequently these collisions are at 100 Gs, the equivalent of a car crash. Because so many former players have been found to suffer dementia or depression, the NFL can no longer ignore the issue, but still the league sounds more like the tobacco companies of a few decades ago. The NFL dismissed a study by the University of North Carolina that used essentially the same methodology as smoking and cancer studies, one that revealed that 20% of retired players polled who had suffered three or more concussions suffered from depression. Basically, the NFL wants to be its own research institute, even though bit by bit the evidence grows that football is simply not good for your brain. Dr. Ann McKee, who conducted a study at Boston University School of Medicine on players suffering from repetitive head trauma, says, "Anyone who doesn't recognize the severity of the problem is in tremendous denial." The NYU Medical School has been authorized to do a definitive study on early-onset dementia. It wants to sample the brain waves of 100 NFL rookies and 100 retired players. It asked Robert Batterman, the league's labor counsel, if he might help with the various NFL parties in order to obtain the rookie subjects needed. Batterman replied with a curt email saying only that NYU was talking to the wrong former players. In other words, hey, what's the problem? Not everybody who plays football gets brain damage. Not everybody who smokes gets cancer. Alas, if NYU can't get the young players to study, it can't do the study. The old player I talked to says his wife stiffens every time he forgets something or can't remember a word. And he says, "Frank, I never stop thinking that my mind's the next one to go."
Commentary from Frank DeFord, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.